San Francisco, city that took on plastic bags and overly tempting toys and Happy Meals, will now take on circumcision. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's official. An initiative to ban circumcision under the age of 18 in San Francisco has qualified for the November ballot. The biggest step so far for the intactivist movement, which believes that men should be allowed to reach the age of 18 intact. The usual argument for circumcision is that it's more hygienic and that it prevents AIDS. But the big fight this time will be religious. This measure has no religious exemption. And for Jews, circumcision is a direct commandment from God. But the big problem is bringing this up at all, because it's going to put weird ideas in people's heads. We saw it last year, the case in Port Angeles, Washington, where a guy named Mark Siemens, who was going through a divorce, wanted to permanently bond himself to his kids and got their permission to take a red-hot branding iron and brand them with the initials SK for Siemens Kids. He was charged with felony assault, but the jury couldn't bring themselves to convict him because, as his lawyer argued, how is it any worse than circumcision? Yes, if circumcision is legal, why not branding or tattooing your kid with his long-form birth certificate, just in case? This is the debate that we're in for, because now we debate everything. I liked it better when most of us men didn't even know we'd been circumcised. We just assumed we'd been born that way until that first day in the high school locker room. And even then, we didn't want to ask any questions because it meant you'd been looking too closely. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.